听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom for this first lesson of the month of June. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. So, how do you feel about classical music? You love it? Great. Now, if you're the kind of person that thinks it's dull and boring, then wait, because you haven't been introduced to Gustavo Dudamel. One reason we chose to make Dudamel the focus of this month's Studio Classroom profile feature is because Dudamel is making classical music cool. Let's find out why this young director from Venezuela has been called one of the most exciting musicians of our time. We can meet Gustavo Dudamel, the new face of classical music, on page 12.
Gustavo Dudamel, the new face of classical music. This young director from Venezuela has been called one of the most exciting musicians of our time. With arms waving and hair bouncing, Gustavo Dudamel excites crowds with his unique conducting style. Children, young people, and adults all respond to his energy and enthusiasm. As a result, Dudamel is doing something others before him have been unable to do. He's making classical music cool. His early years. The 29-year-old conductor was born in Barquisimeto, Venezuela, on January 26, 1981. His parents, who are both musicians, began teaching Dudamel about music before he could talk. He was a willing student.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for our first day in this month's profile article. We're talking about a man named Gustavo Dudamel, and our article calls him the new face of classical music. Now, let's talk a little bit about classical music. Classical music is a kind of music that has a long tradition. It goes back many, many years. So, musicians like Beethoven or Mozart, or last month we talked about Haydn. Those are some names of musicians who have created music that we would call classical music.
And today we are talking about the new face of classical music, Gustavo Dudamel. And our deck says that this young director from Venezuela has been called one of the most exciting musicians of our time. And of course, Venezuela is a country in South America. Well, let's get started with our text. The first sentence says, with arms waving and hair bouncing, Gustavo Dudamel excites crowds with his unique conducting style. Now, Chip, I can just imagine this. We can picture him with his arms waving and his hair bouncing.
Right. He sounds like a very fun conductor to watch, a very fun person to watch do his work. If his hair is bouncing, that means that it's moving up and down. Sometimes we talk about bouncing a ball. That means that you would throw it down on the ground and it would bounce or kind of jump up off of the ground in a very fast way. We call that bouncing.
So as you can imagine, Gustavo Dudamel excites crowds with his unique conducting style. Now, that word conducting involves the process of directing a group of musicians. Oftentimes, you'll see someone conducting standing at the front of the orchestra. They might have something in their hand that looks like a stick, and they're kind of waving their hand around, giving the musicians cues on where they should be at in the music. So, his conducting style excites crowds, and I can just picture him with his hair bouncing all over the place.
Right. It's fun to watch him conduct a musical group or a group of musicians. Our article goes on to say that children, young people, and adults all respond to his energy and his enthusiasm. So it sounds like people from all ages like his energy and enthusiasm. Now, enthusiasm is a feeling of excitement or maybe a feeling of a lot of energy or life. And it sounds like Gustavo Dudamel has a lot of it.
He does. And as a result, Dudamel is doing something others before him have been unable to do. He's making classical music cool. Now, I like this sentence, and I like what it's saying, because a lot of times people think about classical music as being very boring and not very fun to listen to. But he is changing that, and now it is cool. It's fun to listen to.
Right. You would not normally think of classical music as the kind of music that the younger generations would love and appreciate. You usually think of classical music as something that older people would like, but he's making it cool. Let's talk about his early years. Our article goes on to say that the 29-year-old conductor was born in Barquisimeto, Venezuela on January 26, 1981.
And we already talked about that word conducting as a verb, but now we see the word conductor here, and it applies to Gustavo Dudamel. A conductor is the person who directs musicians. It is the person who does the conducting. So he would be the person who was dressed up in a very nice suit or tuxedo with a little stick in his hand and waving his arms around to conduct and to direct the musicians. So that is his job, and he's a very young conductor.
Right, and a very young and a very unique conductor, young at 29 years old. Now, his parents, who are both musicians, began teaching Dudamel about music before he could talk. So it sounds like he was already being trained and educated in music before he could even speak.
Wow, that's really impressive, at such a young age for someone to be so interested and willing to learn music. It says that he was a willing student. That means he was very interested. He wanted to put time in to learning music, even just as a young child, before he could even speak. So that really says something about his natural desire to learn music and his natural love for music.
Well, I can say that I am already interested in learning more about this particular conductor. He sounds very unique, and if he's making classical music cool for the younger generations, then he's doing something that has never been done.
Well, we have plenty more to tell you about this new face of classical music, but first, we need to take a break. But before we do that, let's enjoy today's skit.
Gustavo, I'm so excited. Your arms are waving and your hair is bouncing.
Yes, this is my unique conducting style. Do you like it?
Like it? I love it. It gives me energy and enthusiasm.
That's great. I like it too.
Thanks to you, classical music is cool.
Of course it's cool.
Where did you get such passion?
My parents were musicians. I was learning music before I could talk.
Oh, did you like music as a child?
Liked it. I loved it. I used to arrange my toy soldiers into an orchestra and conduct them.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, and when I was 5, I studied music in Venezuela's orchestra for children.
Oh, so can you sing?
Yes, I started by singing, but soon began playing the violin.
Oh, so you can play the violin too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what about conducting?
I started conducting when I was 15.
Oh, Gustavo, you have extraordinary talent.
I know. That's what all my teachers said.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. You know, when I was growing up, I never listened to classical music. I thought it was just for old people. I have since seen the error of my ways and over the years developed a small classical music CD collection. Now, what I like about Gustavo Dudamel is that he has the ability to draw people of all ages into the enchanting world of classical music, including children. Indeed, Gustavo Dudamel has a passion and enthusiasm for music that is contagious. Let's learn more about Mr. Dudamel's early years on line 12.
Gustavo Dudamel, the new face of classical music. While Dudamel was still quite little, his mother gave him a set of toy soldiers. But instead of preparing them for battle, the young boy arranged them into an orchestra. Then he began to conduct them. Music clearly was already his passion. His formal studies began at 5 when Dudamel began studying music in Venezuela's Orchestra for Children. He started by singing in the chorus, but soon began playing the violin. Conducting came at 15, and each new teacher spotted the boy's extraordinary talent.
Welcome back. We've been talking about Gustavo Dudamel, and specifically about his early years. It sounds like before he learned to talk, his parents, who are both musicians, were teaching him about music, and he was a willing student. So while Dudamel was still quite little or quite young, his mother gave him a set of toy soldiers.
Toy soldiers are, of course, very fun for children to play with, but instead of preparing these toy soldiers for battle, the young boy arranged them into an orchestra. Now, of course, soldiers are made for fighting, they're made for battle, but Dudamel's were made for playing music because he arranged them into an orchestra, and an orchestra is a large group of musicians who learn how to play together, and they play many different instruments all at the same time, and it makes very beautiful music. Now, Chip, I know that when you were a little boy, you liked to play with toy soldiers, too.
I did.
But I have to ask, did you make your toy soldiers into an arrangement of an orchestra?
No, I can definitely say that I never thought about arranging my toy soldiers into an orchestra and conducting them. I used my imagination to probably make them fight out in my front yard in the grass. I would use my imagination to envision them in the jungle or in the forest or something. But this is a very unique young man. If he is arranging them into an orchestra and conducting them, you can easily see that even as a young boy, music was clearly already his passion. Now, Chelsea, if something is his passion, what does that mean?
Well, that means that he has very, very strong feelings about it. Passion can refer to a powerful or strong feeling of attraction or love or hate or anger or any other emotion. If you have passion about something, you just feel very strongly about it. So, of course, he is already discovering his passion for music. He is learning music before he can even talk. He is arranging his toy soldiers into an orchestra. It is very clear that Gustavo Dudamel loves music.
And it sounds like we have some more information for you about Gustavo Dudamel.
Dudamel's music career began in El Sistema, Venezuela's youth orchestra system. The system, as it's called in English, is more than a music program. It's a social program designed to give underprivileged youth an alternative to the temptations and dangers of street life. Now, with Dudamel leading the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, there are plans to have a system up and running in Southern California in a few years.
Gustavo Dudamel is such an interesting person. Now we've learned that before he could even walk or talk, he was already learning music, and he also loved to form his toy soldiers in the arrangement of an orchestra. So he was involved with music for many years before his formal studies began. And those formal studies began at age 5 when Dudamel began studying music in Venezuela's orchestra for children. So Chip, here we're talking about formal studies.
Right, and specifically formal studies about music. So these are probably music lessons or something where he's learning a lot about music in a very formal setting. Well, he started by singing in the chorus, but soon began playing the violin. So he started out singing and working on his voice in a chorus. Sometimes we might call a chorus a choir, and that's simply a group of people who are trained to sing together.
So his formal studies included studying in a children's orchestra, learning to play the violin, and singing in a chorus. But after all of that, conducting came along when he was 15 years old, and remember, that is kind of the head of the orchestra, does the conducting. So at 15, he is learning how to direct all these other people who are sitting before him in an orchestra. It is a very difficult responsibility. It takes a lot of training, and it is really unheard of at such a young age. But of course, he is doing it because he is so talented.
Right. I would think that a 15-year-old, this is a very big responsibility and a difficult task for a 15-year-old. Conducting a group of musicians is a very complex task, requiring a lot of thought and a lot of effort to be able to do something like this.
And if you think about it, a lot of these musicians were probably older than Gustavo Dudamel was at the time. So not only is he directing many musicians, but he's probably directing musicians who are much older than him. I'm sure that he was very nervous at times as he was learning this skill of conducting. But each new teacher that he had spotted the boy's extraordinary talent. And I do believe he does have an extraordinary talent here, Chip.
Right. If it's extraordinary, then that means it is completely unusual. Very, very special. And I think it would be very easy to spot or to identify or see that this boy has some extraordinary talents.
Absolutely. And it's just really amazing to think about the number of years that he has already put into his music career. Now remember, he is only 29 years old. That is still very young, but he has been studying music in a formal way since he was 5 years old. That is a lot of experience. It's no wonder that he is an extraordinary talent. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Before we go, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, I was just checking the library's website, and I came across the library's code of conduct. What is a code of conduct? I mean, does that just refer to conductors conducting an orchestra?
No. Actually, that word is pronounced conduct, and it differs in meaning from conduct.
So it's pronounced conduct. What does that mean?
First, let's talk about conduct. To conduct means to do something in an organized way. For instance, a conductor conducts an orchestra. You can also use this word when talking about research, experiments, or studies. Scientists are conducting research on ways to solve the energy crisis.
Okay, got it. Now, what about conduct?
Conduct refers to behavior. When you read about the library's code of conduct, you probably saw a list of rules.
Yes, I did. Actually, I have the library's code of conduct right here in front of me. It says, the following actions are not permitted in the library. Smoking, sleeping, bare feet, theft, loud noise and activities, and food and beverages.
Yes, that's our code of conduct. When you read this list, you will know how to conduct yourself in the library. How you conduct yourself is how you behave.
So if you follow the library's code of conduct, you follow the rules.
Right. a person's conduct can refer to their behavior in almost any situation. If you are having a job interview, an employer is paying close attention to your conduct.
If you conduct yourself well, you will get the job.
Right.
Well, I think I follow most of the rules here at the library.
Yes, Ken, you conduct yourself quite well. It's nice having you around here.
Thanks, Ashley. 注意这个字 ,C-O-N-D-U-C-T, 可以读 conduct 或是 conduct, 在课文中是 conduct 表示指挥,一个指挥家是个 conductor。Conduct 也可以表示执行、经营、处理。科学家时常 conduct research, 进行研究。做生意叫做 conduct business。Conduct 也可以是行为的表现。He conducted himself very well. 他有好的行为举止。若是把重音放在前面 ,conduct 变成了名词指的是行为品性。The code of conduct 是行为的规范、行为准则。好，我们下次图书馆见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 bounce 这个动词。Bounce 是指上下跳动或者是蹦蹦跳跳。例如 ,the ping pong ball bounced off the table, 乒乓球弹出桌面外。或者是 ,the kids bounced on the bed laughing, 小朋友们一边笑一边在床上跳。或者是 ,her school bag bounced up and down as she walked,他一边走路书包一边上上下下的跳动着。继续我们看的是 conduct 这个动词。conduct 在这里是指指挥。例如 ,Mr. Rush will conduct this orchestra today. Rush 先生今天会指挥这个管弦乐团。conduct 也可以指实施或执行。例如 ,The research was conducted by a group of top scientists. 这个实验是由一群顶尖的科学家们所执行的。课文中还提到它的名词 conductor, 意思就是指指挥。例如 ,when the conductor raised his baton, the audience held their breath. 当指挥扬起他的指挥棒时,所有的观众都屏住呼吸。最后我们看的是 passion 这个名词。passion 我们学过它是指热情,但是在这里是指热爱的事物当可数名词。例如 ,Sean's passion is cooking, which makes him an excellent chef.上最热爱的就是烹饪，这样的热爱让他成为了一位卓越的主厨。或者是 Tennis and golf are grandfather's lifelong passions. 网球跟高尔夫球是爷爷一生最热爱的事物。And we hope your passion is learning English. Stay tuned!
Gustavo Dudamel, the new face of classical music.This young director from Venezuela has been called one of the most exciting musicians of our time. With arms waving and hair bouncing, Gustavo Dudamel excites crowds with his unique conducting style. Children, young people, and adults all respond to his energy and enthusiasm. As a result, Dudamel is doing something others before him have been unable to do.He's making classical music cool. His early years. The 29-year-old conductor was born in Barquisimeto, Venezuela, on January 26, 1981. His parents, who are both musicians, began teaching Dudamel about music before he could talk. He was a willing student. While Dudamel was still quite little, his mother gave him a set of toy soldiers.But instead of preparing them for battle, the young boy arranged them into an orchestra. Then he began to conduct them. Music clearly was already his passion. His formal studies began at 5 when Dudamel began studying music in Venezuela's Orchestra for Children. He started by singing in the chorus, but soon began playing the violin. Conducting came at 15.And each new teacher spotted the boy's extraordinary talent.
Cairo Arrival Chapter 30
She could see nothing. The bag they threw over her head was dusty and moldy. Despite Kate's great love for adventure, sometimes even borderline dangerous, deep fear now gripped her heart. There was a man on either side of her as she sat in the back of the car, as she listened to the muffled sounds of men talking in the car. Of course, she couldn't make out a single word, even if she tried. The steady intake of mold and dust agitated her allergies, and she could feel the sinus pressure build up just above her left eye. She began to sneeze. As she did, her nose began to drip, accompanied by more violent sneezing. The men began to speak louder, apparently in response to her allergic reaction. Then, the bag was off her head. At first, her eyes were blinded by the late afternoon sun shining directly into the car from the front. They were heading west. She blinked and adjusted to the brightness.
Yeah.
One of her captors handed her a package of half-opened tissues. At least they were clean. Kate was so thankful they were at least considerate of her allergies. She blew her nose and wiped the tears from her eyes. All three of the men, but the driver, were staring at her. The one next to the driver spoke.
Better?
Yes, thank you. What do you want?
Someone wants to talk to you.
Who?
You'll see. We'll be there soon. Do as we say. You'll be fine.
Well, he's been called South America's lightning conductor. Maybe that's because Gustavo Dudamel has incredible energy and an ability to excite an audience. He's also been called Gustavo the Great, a very high honor for a person who is not yet 30 years old. Friends, if you have a chance, please check out Gustavo in action on YouTube. I must say, it's really a lot of fun watching him conduct. We've got more to say about this new face of classical music, Gustavo Dudamel, tomorrow. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom hopes you have a great day. Bye-bye.